following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
See, that's another thing that when they had that, the big, when the Catholic Church, they had the little summit in 1962. I can't remember what it's called. The Reformation or whatever, where they laid down guidelines for passion plays. And there was a lot more guidelines as far as the Catholic Church. Well, Mel Gibson, he doesn't adhere to that. He doesn't adhere to the edict that the Vatican threw down in 1962.
And he built his own church.
Right. It's done in Latin.
Yeah, it's a very private church that adheres to the old Roman Catholic ways.
Well, you know, he...
And
he,
where's that at?
I don't know. I think he lives somewhere
Segaville.
Somewhere out in California, I think.
It's not in Segaville.
I don't know where it's at. But this guy is hardcore.
You know, key word is Roman.
Yeah.
You know, he's Roman Catholic, and, you know, basically for years what we were told, it was Roman occupation in what was then called Egypt at the time.
Okay, the last cut, Psycho.
I believe it still is, isn't it?
Well, the whole region was, though. I mean, everything was all Egypt.
He flat. Diane
it
Sawyer
just
asked him.
Like all Egypt, looked like Egypt.
Diane Sawyer asked him,
we had some Romans.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson
Snake
as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
Kick it.
Twenty-five minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2:25 Mountain Standard Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio AM 1310. The Ticket. This is The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Well, it is Monday. We are back from dry dock, and today we emanate live via the miracle of the dual-line Comrex from Ranger Spring Training in Surprise, Arizona. We are here at the stadium today, where at the moment there is no great game going on. However, there will be tonight.
Oh, there's going to be so much baseball tonight.
The field looks absolutely pristine, Grego. Look at that.
I still don't understand that. We're in the middle of the desert, but yet all the golf courses and all the baseball fields are perfect. Like you go to that Sun Devil Stadium, you're not going to find a better playing surface. I don't get it.
We have a cloudless sky today, basically a cloudless sky. We have a temperature of, what would you say?
About 95, 93.
Yes, they're having a real heat wave out here in Arizona. The normal high temperature for this time of year, they tell us, is in the high 70s. And yesterday, it was in the high 90s. It was what, 97, 98, some such?
It set a record yesterday. It was 95.
And had been for the last couple days. And that's pretty much the way it's going to be all week long out here, we're told.
Bring it on.
That's what I say. Bring it on. I would rather have 95 degrees of weather like this than the 83 degree day that we had Saturday.
Got my shorts, got my sandals, got my t-shirts.
You're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yes.
Ready for this great sun, great weather, baseball. I tell you, been looking over this team. Haven't seen them play yet, but they might not lose 100 games.
You know, this thing really doesn't look that bad. Now, we haven't seen them yet, they don't look that bad.
The more you think about it and the more that you analyze it, why can't they contend?
Yeah, I mean, hey, good things can happen for this thing. It's very easily to see a scenario where really good things happen for this thing.
Probably not going to win the division, let's be honest. But can you rule out the wild card?
I don't think so.
I don't think you can.
Now, we have a traveling party of five in addition to the Hammer and myself. We are joined here in Surprise, here in Arizona this week, the wonderful state of Arizona, by the Cobra. Danny Paul is here with us, and we have Donnie Baseball out here twisting and tweaking, setting things up from the technical standpoint.
In record time, setting things up.
Right. Donnie Baseball, who is over there wearing a headset with a microphone, yet he professes no desire whatsoever to be on the air.
Donnie, we determined yesterday, is the smartest dumb person in the world.
Well, I don't think he's dumb.
He can set all this stuff up, but he has a hard time
completing a sentence,
formulating an entire sentence.
Well, see, that just goes to show that in his own way, he is a genius.
Oh, there's no question.
Donnie, defend yourself. They're calling you dumb. Get on the air and defend yourself.
My tongue hurts. I can't talk. It's so big.
Tell you what, though, big thumbs up to Donnie Baseball because, Ryan's, he came in here. We were running late because we're basically staying in Utah.
Right.
And we've got a 50-minute commute.
Hey, we're not kidding either.
50!
We've got a 50
minutes!
A 50-minute commute.
Yeah, we're closer to Vegas than we are this place.
And so we stopped to eat, and Donnie's thinking, well, Norm was here last week. Everything's going to be set up.
No.
He gets in here, and everything was boxed up in the crates. So he had, like,
Norm,
15 minutes.
15, 20 minutes, and it was done.
And he set everything up, and it sounds perfect.
Proving once again that in his own way, he may be no great communicator, but in his own way, he's a genius.
Yeah, he is not Ronald Reagan, is he?
I respect you, Donnie. These other boys are laughing at you. I respect you. I have your back.
Donnie, order a pizza on the phone and see how fast Chinese food gets delivered here.
Well, I'm happy to have Donnie here because there's no question that every single day we're going to be on the air and it's going to sound good. No doubt.
Well, we have a lot of stuff to get to here today because this is the first day back from dry dock. And we've got a lot of ground to cover here. And what are we going to do first here?
Oh, we have a big story.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think you know what this involves, too.
There's no story there.
I need a run sheet.
Down. Yeah, okay. There is.
No, there's not. There's no story
something,
here.
Something that Reiner has been petrified of since the dawn of time.
This is something that is the most... Me and Corby and Reiner had the most bizarre conversation.
Well...
It's just
we didn't have a conversation because there's nothing to have a conversation about.
If you would open up.
I did.
No.
I told you everything there is to tell.
You spoke like your daughter does to you.
Yes. No. Maybe.
Can't remember.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Love you, Daddy.
You conquered a personal demon that we thought you would never conquer.
I'm very proud of you,
Ryan. I am too.
I'm very proud of you.
He made it a whole day without peeing his pants.
Yeah.
That's not it.
All right. We'll get to that next here on the ticket.